Our New Testament lesson is from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Hear the word of God. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord. Well, Diane and I had the pleasure of sharing last weekend with our children and grandchildren. And among the plethora of growing signs and people becoming was the familiar scenario of children trying on their new threads. Now, our grandsons, Wesley and Owen, were gifted with new plaid flannel pajamas. Now, when they were preparing to head home to Waterloo mid-evening and would likely be heading to bed upon their arrival home, their mom and dad suggested that they don their new pajamas. Now, Wesley obliged and stood with his sleeves dangling over his hands and his pajama pants wrapped around his heels like open-toed socks, right? And he noticed the redeeming ability to glide smoothly over the hardwood floor in his flannel skates. Everyone chimed in with that familiar word of assurance. Don't worry, Wes. You'll grow into them. Now, Owen, his younger brother, was going to have none of it. He insisted that the pajamas he would don on the next leg of the holiday journey were going to be in the comfortable and familiar ones. And he balked at all the encouragement sent his way. So Mom and Dad relented and retrieved the well-acquainted sleepwear, ensuring that the way home would be conflict-free and comfortable for everyone. Right? Now, upon reflection, I find it striking how the donning of new garb always seems to coincide with new beginnings in our lives, you know, new seasons, new years. And another common denominator is that the new garb we put on does not reflect so much who we are at the time as it connotes something about who it is that we're becoming. How often did you hear over the course of your life, you'll grow into them, right? I suspect it was what the young Samuel heard his mother Hannah saying every year she brought him a new robe. You'll grow into it. In our lesson from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, Paul states that when you were baptized into Christ, you put to death the old self. You put to death its life-robbing attitudes and actions. anger, malice, wrath, slander, and abusive language, in order that you could put on the new self, God's gift to you in Christ. Friends, when you put on new clothes, you don't put them on top of the old ones. They won't fit. You take off the old clothes in order that the new ones will fit. And this is the reason that we have a tradition that sees baptismal candidates approaching the waters of baptism, donning a white robe, having changed from their familiar garb. This symbolizes the Christ follower shedding their old identity. They're dying to self and putting to death an old way of existing in order that they would rise newly dressed with a new and resurrected identity in Christ. Paul goes on to expand what it means to be clothed with the new self, saying your identity is no longer wrapped up. It's not wrapped up in your nationality, your social status, or even your pious achievements. Isn't it interesting how often people are identified by what they wear? Sometimes what we wear reflects our cultural background, reflects our wealth, or our lack thereof. Sometimes what we wear shouts out, hey, look what I've achieved, right? See my buttons and my pins and my stripes? Friends, our identity is not only wrapped up in, but also indwelt by the person of Christ. And it's expected that having entered into a committed relationship with Jesus Christ, we lose part of ourselves and someone new is born. We are born into a person bigger than ourselves, our individual selves. We're born into a fellowship, a community, a body wherein Christ is all and in all. And Paul says of the faithful in Colossae and of us, you are now God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. So then put on the clothing befitting such. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Some changes are behavioral, while others are attitudinal. And behaviors are tough to change if the attitudes behind them have not been altered. Or in keeping with the metaphor, the new clothes won't fit if we try to keep on the old clothes. Now, the opportunity and challenge of donning new clothes, of course, can be met with mixed feelings. Kind of like Wesley and Owen. On the one hand, it can feel good, to have new clothes, be in style, and be wearing something new, but there can also be the discomfort of not measuring up, so to speak, and the discomfort of losing what's familiar. It can be hard to accept the promise, the promise that you'll grow into them. Right? As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, therein lies the paradox, right? We have yet to become what we claim that we already are. This causes tension and criticism without and within. The tension is inevitable. It's like having growing pains. Friends, as our congregation enters a new year, it coincides with the prospect of making some alterations to our identity garb. We've talked about in our leadership changes to the Constitution, and that should be expected. After all, our mission statement says that First Baptist Church is about growing disciples, followers of Jesus who are still learning to follow. We know that we have yet to become what we claim we already are. But take comfort in this. Although our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. Before ever any demand is made, the gift is offered. So the announcement of good news precedes the challenge. Renewal is something that God gives. Renewal is not required by human effort. Our new nature is being renewed because God will complete the good work that He has already begun in us. And sometimes the only work required is trusting God to do the work. And Paul tells us how we can cope with the growing pains and resist rending our clothing in frustration for not measuring up. Not unlike the patience that was afforded Owen when he rebelled against the call. Paul instructs us to bear with one another and to forgive one another. Why? Because the Lord has forgiven us. Friends, if someone is unable to forgive, understand that their inability to forgive likely stems from their own inability to accept the forgiveness of Christ. Without forgiveness being offered in the community of faith, things remain unraveled. And then we tie ourselves up in knots and not the blessed be the tie that binds kind of knots. We are then bound by yesterday's failures and are never free to welcome and live in tomorrow's opportunities. Compassion, which literally means to suffer with, is what Jesus shared with us, and we are called to share the same with each other. But so often we're not willing to dialogue or negotiate and forgive either real or perceived wrongs between ourselves and others. And above all, says Paul, clothe yourselves in love. Love is going to hold it all together. Love will complete it. So when we pop a button, or we blow a seam, or come unraveled or unglued, being committed to the bond of love will keep us one. We'll be comforted and consoled when we attend to the peace of Christ and insist that Christ's peace reign in our hearts and Christ's reign call the shots. For it is only out of that heart will we know and experience the mending and healing that we will inevitably need. And further, Paul says, let the word of the Lord dwell in you richly. In other words, let it never depart from you. feed on it. Teach and admonish one another. Let what we do, how, when, and where be set against the living word of God. After all, it's the only thing that we can count on outlasting and abiding through every wind of change and all of our uncomfortable becoming. And what is our response to the peace and to the care and the intimacy and the ministry we share as this newly threaded together body? Thanksgiving. As we radiate heartfelt thanks to God for what God is accomplishing in and through us, and as we offer up praise to the richness and diversity of our psalms and our hymns and spiritual songs, the world will know who we are and whose we are. In the course of the day, there are many times I find it necessary to look at what people are wearing. And I pay attention so that I can negotiate the things I need to do. In the hospital, I can find the nurse I need by what he or she is wearing. At the cafe, I can give my Interact card to the person with the apron and the name tag on. And I can confidently take hold of the unidentified package from the brown jacketed and brown pant clad UPS driver. To participate in the needed dimensions of our growing as a people of God, we begin with thanks for being beloved children of God, brought together to listen and to attend. And like the young boy Jesus, we make it our habit to show up. And having shown up, we welcome God's creative work in us and through us. And maybe the hardest growth that occurs is the growth that happens despite us. Right? And remember that people recognize Christ by observing what the people who bear his name are wearing, even when they're still growing into them, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. I'm going to invite us to listen to the words, that these words of the hymn writer Brian Wren, be an encouragement to don your new threads. Brian writes, "This is a day of new beginnings. Time to remember and move on. Time to believe what love is bringing, laying to rest the pain that's gone. For by the life and death of Jesus, love's mighty spirit, now as then, can make for us a world of difference as faith and hope are born again. Then let us with the Spirit's daring step from the past and leave behind our disappointment, guilt, and grieving, seeking new paths and sure to find. Christ is alive and goes before us to show and share what love can do. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new." May we pray. God of love and compassion, as part of your church, help us to untiringly seek the true light for our lives in Christ, and grant us the courage to follow wherever your light leads us. May the new year we're about to step into bless us with health, peace of mind and body, and growth in wisdom and grace. May our senses be attuned to recognize your presence in nature and relationships and events, that we might enter into a deeper relationship with you, the source of life. Grant us the grace to be childlike, to embrace with eager anticipation and acceptance the mercies of each new day with joyful and loving hearts. And help us to offer ourselves freely and unreservedly, so gifts and talents and treasure and time are available for your pleasure and glory. And we pray for those today searching in the dark and in the shadows. May the light of the gospel free them, inspire them, and enlighten them to know life and its fullness. We lift up to you today those who help to light the way, spiritual directors, counselors, teachers, and parents. May they also help those in their care to listen for and discern your invitations and hear your support in times of challenge and change. God, embolden our wherewithal for greater hospitality, to warmly welcome people from the north, from the south, and from the east, and from the west. May we more truly reflect the universality of the person of your Son. May we more ably support the dreams your Spirit inspires, and find the love between us, driving our fears away. And may this offering of ourselves, our heart's desires, and trust in your grace find the way before us brighter and more peace-filled. In Jesus, the light of the world, we pray. Amen.